7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Go. Hello. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. I am your favorite bipedal carbon-based life form. Mine too, for that matter. A lot of people call me Tobe. Everybody does. Even I do. Hey, Tobe, did you remember to lock the car? I don't know, probably not. Let's do it again anyway. There we go. All right, I hear crackling electricity. Oh, here comes a bicicleta. I'm going to wait a second here. Hey, what's that sound? Can you hear that? There's no way you can hear that. Right. Okay, there's something going on. What's going on? I don't know. We gotta find out. I am clearly outside today because I woke up and I checked the weather channel and it said it was 20 degrees. And I said, what? 20 degrees? That can't be right. Well, it was 20 degrees about an hour ago. It's about 23 now. It's cool. It's a little bit breezy. I'm out at the heronry today just to see what's going on. Because I need to get out and do stuff because my neck and shoulders hurt. And I'm looking up into the heron trees. And there's something up in this tree somewhere making a hell of a lot of noise. Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, there's a big heron up there in a nest. And he's flapping his wings, or it might be a she. Hear that sound? Let's get in there. I think there's a baby in that nest too. Maybe there's arguments. Okay. Oh yeah, so anyway, I gotta be out and getting some exercise today because my neck and shoulders are messed up, probably from sleeping weird. And okay, now I'm under the canopy. Oh my God. Okay, the noise is crazy. It's, we're having heron conversations. I'm going to try to sneak up here and turn up the gain. Okay, give me a second. Where are they? They're right up there. They're kind of quieting down. I can still hear rat. All right, now it's gone silent. Have they seen me? Oh, no, there's still some squawking. Very squawky. Let's get up here a little bit closer. Wow. I can hear them. They're talking. And now I'm pretty much under the heron tree and they stopped squawking. They stopped squawking. Oh my God. But look at this log right here. It's got beautiful oyster mushrooms popping out of it. There's big ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just sitting here. They're 10 centimeters in diameter. Wow. Okay. I think these herons might know that I'm down here. I'm actually under the canopy. They can't see me. I can't see them. They can't see me. But they can hear me just as well as I can hear them. And now they're quiet. So let's look for some mushrooms. That's what we're doing. We're looking for stuff today. When I found out it was so cool, I can't figure out if it's going to rain or not. I guess not. It's not. It's sunny. It's kind of breezy here in the valley. It was not as windy at my house. But, oh, I was so excited to see that it was so cool outside. So I thought, I gotta go outside. Where to go? Let's go to the creek. No, we go to the creek every damn day. Let's go to a different creek. And so here we are at the different creek. This is one of the patios. The creek by my house, the creek that we're always going into to look for golf balls, that's a tiny, tiny little creek. It probably doesn't even run for a kilometer until it flows into one of the patios, the one that's sort of in the center of town. This patio that we're standing by is a different patio. I think this is the West Patio. But I don't know. I've never gotten the names right. There's so many. If we just would have given them different names. But no. Well, then again, I wasn't consulted, so what are you going to do? All right. So here I've entered another log zone. And these are the logs where, you know, the last time we were out here, we found all kinds of fun stuff like white jellies and coral. And I think we found oysters, but there's nothing going on. There's nothing happening on these logs today. Nothing happening at all. Not at all. Okay, that's cool too. I wish I could get to somewhere where I could see up into that heron nest. Because I think I saw a little bird in there. And little herons are cute. Little blue herons are white. And they look like egrets. And you'll think, hey, there's an egret. No, that's just a baby blue heron. Which is, you know, also an egret. No, egrets are herons. Wait, which way does it go again? Squares are rectangles. But rectangles are not squares. The other thing that we need to discuss are my crappy shoes. My crappy shoes are getting so crappy that they're almost... Are they still shoes? Yeah, they're still shoes, but they're become less and less functional. The sole is cracked here. There's just big gaping holes everywhere. They're not far away from being classified as sandals or open-toed shoes of some kind. But what do? I'm going to have to throw these shoes away. They're going to have to be thrown away. But then which pair of shoes becomes my new pair of crappy shoes? Because I've got a number of good pairs of shoes. I've got... I probably have half a dozen pairs of shoes that have never been worn. And then like a couple of pairs that have been worn once or twice. Once or twice is still brand new. Why would you turn those into your new crappy shoes? I don't know. But I've reached that funny little spot. We're going to try to avoid the nettles here. And we can kind of go into the creek valley here. Oh, here's a little bee. I see a butterfly on that tree. We need to go down into here to see if we can find any big dudes. Because it occurs to me, we haven't seen any deer in a while. And this is why I'm looking for deer. I'm scanning the creek, looking up and down. I'm not in the best place. Let's get down here a little bit further. Climb over some logs. And, you know, like, I really can't go much further. Huh. Thanks, nettles. Thank you, irritating plants, for blocking my way. All right, so I'm looking. I do not see any dudes. Where's my dudes? Don't see any. But then again, they might be hard to see. The far bank of the creek is really overgrown. There could be dudes hiding in there. I can see paths. I can see little game trails where animals have been moving. I can see right there where there's a little trail that goes through the tall grass and it goes down into that little mud flat, and there's footprints down there. There's tracks. There's animal tracks. Animal tracks everywhere. I'm going back up. I went to the creek last night at about 8:15 p.m. with my camera, hoping to take pictures of foxes, but I didn't see any. But I did find lots of fresh fox prints. I think they were running around before I got down there. I gotta start going down there a little bit earlier. And I found a couple golf balls. Nothing significant. I think I found a pink one and an orange, I think. Let's go this way. There's a guy jogging. Let's stick our head out of the little forested area here. See if there's anything going on. There's birds in the bushes. And there's two of them. There's two birds in the bush. That is, in fact, worth one bird in the hand. I don't know what that translates to in metric. Oh, 10, probably. You know, 10 in the bush is worth one in the hand. Metric is based on tens. Now, me personally, I've always been interested in base two. When I was a kid, I invented base two money, which I thought made sense. Okay, well, here's a weird dig. What animal was digging right here? That's an unusual dig. If anything, hold on a second. I was going to say, if anything, that's fox digging right there. And right... right as I say that, I smell something. And I thought I heard something move over here. Probably a bird, but still. Yeah. Okay. And here's something else. You know that weird, like, grapevine we found at Herrenhaven? And it had all those scarabs on it? Well, there's some of this grapevine right here. And guess who's on this leaf? It's Mr. Scarab Beetle, and this guy, oh, he's extra dope and bonus because he's very coppery. He doesn't have a lot of green and blue on him like those ones at Herrenhaven, no. He's got reds and orange, he's very coppery, and he's got little white dots around the back of his shell. Oh, he's styling. He's so reflective. Oh, I can see my reflection in his chitin. That's cool. I can see a tiny reflection of our little Tobster in this guy's copper shiny domey head. Oh, Where's more of that stuff? Where's more of that vine? Let's see if we can find some more of these bugs that I like so much. Here's more of that vine. Where's my shiny green beetles? Oh, I don't see any more of these shiny dudes. Okay, so that's what we have found so far today. One shiny bug. Yay, shiny bug! And I'm looking for more. There's got to be more shiny bug. We also saw that heron. Okay, so we saw two things today. And I'm pretty sure I saw a little heron in that nest, and that's what all that squawking was about. Squawk, 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 squawk. Okay. Oh, also we saw some mushrooms. That's good. What else do we have around here? Well, there's some spider wort. That's a plant. It has a lovely little blue flower. That's how I identify it. It's the stalk. And then it has these running vines sometimes. Spiderwort is a weird plant. I'll just tell you that much right now. Weird plants. Weird plants are pretty interesting. Everything is interesting. All weird things are interesting. That's why they're weird. / interesting. Okay, I'm walking down the path back the way I came. There's a... Oh, weird bug! We found another weird bug. What is it? I don't know. It looks like some kind of waspy dude. Oh, here's a damselfly over here that is very beautiful. Has a turquoise body. But this weird bug... What the hell kind of bug is it? Hey, what the hell kind of bug is that? It looks beetly. Nope, it's a flyer. He's got wings. He's waspy. He looks black. He's blackish blue, but his antennae are bright yellow. Oh, and he's got a bright yellow thing on his butt, too. Or is this his wing cases? Hey, dude, fly some more. Did you have yellow wings, too? And he's about 2 centimeters long, his body. And his antennae are about 1 centimeter long each, and they're bright yellow. And he's walking around in some grass, and he's looking for something, probably other small dudes to eat. And I just realized I'm standing in the sun, so I'm going to move over here a little bit. Oh, he's flying. He's flying away. Oh. And he went over there where I can't get to him. He flew into the tree. Okay, so interesting bug number 2. Didn't even know what it was. What the hell kind of bug is that? Okay, now, I found some more of that grapevine stuff. And, dun-dun-dun, here's another one of our little buddies. Yeah, okay, we got another... somebody's flying in my face now. Who the hell was that? That was probably that weird bug. The hell kind of bug was that? And now we've got another one of our little scarab beetles. And he's looking pretty good. He looks like the other guy. He's very coppery. Wow. To think of the variation in the coloring of these bugs. And that we're not even that far away from Herrenhaven. You know, we're all of a mile. We're a kilometer and a half away from Herrenhaven, where these guys look completely different. But no, not this guy. He looks like just like the guy we just... Oh, wait, here's another one. Oh, and he's even more variation. Okay, this guy looks like the other guy. He's got the coppery head and everything. Okay, now this other guy who's hiding under here, oh, he is extra dope because he's multicolored. And he's got the coppery wings and the little white dots on the edges. But he's got a shiny green head. Are you a mallard duck? Hey, you like my shiny green head? I got it in Hong Kong. Home of the shiny green head. All right, so 3 shiny bugs. Looking very coppery in this area. Except for this guy, Emerald Head. Emerald Head, he's looking pretty shiny. Shiny chitinous dudes are walking through the forest with you. We're looking for more. I found more of this stuff. This grapevine stuff. It keeps going this way. And as I'm moving this way, I'm scanning the leaves. I'm scanning the leaves for our chitinous buddies. Here's one. Shiny chitinous buddy. Let's describe you to the loyal listeners. Same type of dude. He's got the coppery wing cases. He's got a coppery head. His nose is kind of greenish blue. Oh, and here's another one. I guess they don't have noses, but you know what I'm talking about. Oh, this guy's all copper. He's even got coppery legs. His back leg is sticking out. Oh, there's another dude over there. There's another one. And there's another one down there. All copperheads. All copper wing cases and everything. They look so shiny. Ugh. I like shiny dudes. And they look like copper. And they're shiny. Do they conduct electricity? Are they conductive? I'm curious, but I don't want to find out. I don't want to shock my dudes, my buddies, my chitin friends, my chitinous buddy friends, who are so coppery and lovely today. Okay, moving on. Moving back to a big log pile. Oh my God, there's a golf ball under here. And I'm wondering, it's a mojo. Is that a GoPro that I put here to be a jerk? I don't think it did. Everywhere I go, golf balls. Anyway, let's check out these logs a little bit closer. We might be getting some rain. Is that why we got coolness rolling in? Is rain coming? I hope so. It's been hot. I've been kind of sick. And now I'm realizing why I was so weird last night. I felt weird last night. I was having disgusting sinus problems last night. Because of the weather. That's so dumb. I hate the fact that I'm so affected by the weather. That just doesn't seem right. I'm a human being. I don't know. I'm at the top of the food chain. That's not really true, but that's what they want us to believe. Hey, did you hear that? That was a Cooper's hawk. Yep, there he is. I heard him again. He's upstream a little ways. Maybe he's flying this direction. There's some birds in the tree above me who don't like me being here. And I'm just looking at logs. Listening to the forest. There's a breeze in the trees. And now I'm looking at, the hell is this plant? What the hell kind of plant is this? I think it's burdock. It's this weird little burdock. And there's some ivy in here. Oh, here's little fungus on a little stick. What is it? Oh, you know what this is? This is P. citrinus. Yay, we're finding little bits of citrinus. It's about that time of year, isn't it? Man, if it rained now, we would have all kinds of mushroomy goodness. Speaking of mushroomy goodness, where was I the other day? Where have I been in the last couple of weeks where I would have seen like big chunks of enoki? Enoki mushrooms. I was somewhere recently, and the annoying thing is I've been to like three different stores that I've never been to before in the last 2 weeks. Where did I see the enoki mushrooms? I don't know. Well, use logic, Tobe. Think about the ethnicities of the grocery stores you've been to. Yeah, okay. Now, which one of those are going to have the enoki, culturally speaking? Because I want to make some wontons. Or at least I'm thinking about wontons. Because I've been thinking about soup. You know, it's going to be soup eating season here pretty soon. In another 2 months. Or less. Here's those mushrooms again. Look at these oysters. Oysters. You know, we might have to go check the dip. Let's go check the dip. If there's stuff growing, we need to be on the other side. So I was thinking about this last night. Gonna start working on some of my soup recipes. Which means I gotta work on my wonton soup recipes. Which means I gotta work on my wontons. So, I was thinking that maybe I should finally do the 5 mushroom wontons, or the 12 mushroom wontons, or the 1,000 mushroom wonton. This is an idea that I had many, many years ago. Well, not for wontons, for other stuff, but it doesn't matter, because you can use this concept anywhere. It's like quattro formaggio. Oh, would you like a pizza quattro formaggio? Would you like this quattro formaggio? Would you, quattro formaggio? Yeah, the four cheese thing. quattro, four, formaggio, cheese. Quattro formaggio. Okay, I'm walking down into the dip. Damn, it's dark down here. Wow. We're under canopy now. Okay, check out the stump. Anything growing on the stump? Doesn't look like it. And what about in the dip? I think this might be a spring. There's this little dip in the land here that's almost 2 meters deep. And it's, what, 15 long and 10 wide? Not even 10 wide. And there's water right here. There's water in this low spot right here. And there's water here all the time. Year round. And I used to just think, oh, that's just because there's a dip here, the water just collects here. But no, in this kind of heat that we've been having, water's not going to collect there. It's going to evaporate. Things are going to get dry. This is never dry. And I think this is a spring. And it very well could be. There's a lot of springs around here. And I think the source is on the near. You see, I think that's the source, right? We can't quite see it. I'm going to have to come here when there's less foliage and get a photograph. Because, yeah, that's just so weird. The water looks like it's coming out of the side of the bank there, and then it just flows into the dip, and it just stays in that dip. The dippity dipness. Dip, 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 dip. Ma 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 ma. Wait, am I about to start singing 50s music? Dip, 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 dip. Ma 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 ma. 50s. Why am I staring at the spring? Go look for some stuff, Tub.
Oh, okay. I'll look for stuff.
What I need to be looking for is mushrooms. Because what I've been thinking is, I want to make a mushroom that isn't quattro formaggio. It's quattro fungio. I don't speak Italian. Fungio? What's fungus in Italian? It's probably, you know, fungio or fungio. Quattro fungio. Four mushrooms. Or maybe five. Five mushrooms. Maybe six. Six different kinds of mushroom in a wonton. Yummy. And lapchung. So, you know, maybe like little bits of lapchung. Is this sausage? Little bits of Chinese sausage. I love lapchung. A little bit of sausage and, I found more scarabs. A little bit of sausage. Maybe it's onion, wonton soup. Okay. I found there's a broken branch on this tree. It's fallen over. And the grapevine has grown up it. And we got chitinous beetles. We got tons of them. We got super coppery dude here. Another super coppery dude here. Three coppery dudes here. Hey, is this guy flying? He's flying. He's hovering next to the fun plant. He says, hey, I'm having fun. Here's another guy flying. Oh, nice jump. We got two guys on this leaf. Here's some kind of weird flying ant. And oh my God, look at all the damn beetles up here. Are these guys fighting? They might be. We got three in a clump just trying to mess with each other. And then there's, oh my God. Start counting them, Tobe. We got... Yeah, there'll be no counting them because we've run out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Bug Counting Committee. There was more than 36. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio for all your bug counting needs. My name's Tobe and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.